First up, though, the Police Association is renewing calls for officers to be routinely armed after two gunmen shot at an officer in Northland. The officer was uninjured, but her car windscreen was damaged. The association said the police community supported routine arming of officers and it wanted that policy reviewed, and was a reminder of the huge number of firearms in criminal hands. Police Association Vice President Mike McRandall said on Morning Report the impact of these types of incidents was far-reaching within police. With us is Laura O'Connell-Rapera, Director of Action Station. And they did a survey on this earlier in the year involving 1,155 Māori and Pacifica participants. Laura, kia ora, welcome to the panel.
Thank you for having me.
The issue crops up in times like these, doesn't it? Also back in June when a Waitematā police officer was killed amid a hail of bullets. So what do we make of the issue now?
Yeah, I mean, I think firstly what I would say is that everyone, you know, regardless of their job or their skin colour or their background or their mental health status, should be free to go about their day without the threat of gun violence. It's no secret that Action Station has been vocal advocates to disarm the police, but as part of that vision, we believe that we need to disarm the public as well, and we think that guns don't have a place in a peaceful society.
This survey is quite interesting. Sure, what we're talking about, shall we bring that to light? So what this survey showed quite an interesting, in fact, an overwhelming number, 91% surveyed said they were less likely to call the cops in family violence situations if police were armed.
That's right. I mean, and we know that the police have their own strategy, which actually does say that they want to, you know, build trust with communities, particularly Māori. The police commissioner has said that this is really important as well. And what we know from our research is that police roaming the streets with guns does not build trust. 87% of the people that we surveyed said that knowing police were armed in their community makes them feel less safe, and you can't build trust when you don't feel safe. Whereas 92% of people, which is almost everyone that we surveyed, said that they would like to see us prioritise alternative ways to keep people safe. I think at times like these, it's really important for us to hold on to our vision of a future that's free from gun violence, where we work collectively, police and communities, to find solutions that keep everyone safe. Because from our perspective, guns, violence begets violence, only means that trauma will beget trauma.
Violence begets violence. I mean, patrol vehicles routinely carry firearms in New Zealand. I mean, these are not worn by officers, but not too much of a stretch to take the gun out of the boot or wherever and place it on one's body?
No, and I mean, I guess the risk with that is that when you're in moments of high adrenaline and you have a gun on your hip versus a gun in your car, there is a higher chance of people being harmed by gun violence. And we know from the statistical data that if police routinely carry guns on their person, then it is people with mental health issues, Māori and Pacifica people, who are most likely to be unfortunately harmed by those guns. And so as long as we have that institutional bias within the police system, I would be really, really worried about routinely arming police with guns.
I'll ask the panellists to join us very, very shortly, Laura, but just one for me. Look, no one knows, do they, how many illegal guns are still on New Zealand streets. Imagine knowing that in the back of your mind as you strap on the blue vest, head out on the beat, that must be something you think about. It must weigh quite heavy on a police officer.
Absolutely. I think police have some of the hardest jobs in the world, and I think I commend the police for their bravery in a lot of the situations that they go to. I also think that we are asking the police in many cases to do the work of multiple people. You know, we're asking police to be first respondents around mental health crises. We're asking them to respond to issues of family violence. And from our perspective, we would much rather see, counsellors, social workers, paramedics, mental health workers turn up to some of those scenarios than police, so that, you know, the work is shared and that we have different people with different expertise responding to these situations.
Okay, well, Jenny Morton, what comment do you have or thought alongside Laura's here?
I think I'd be very reluctant to see the police routinely armed. And, you know, that's coming from someone who lives in Christchurch, where we had the terrible mosque shooting. And, you know, you think about the bravery of the two officers who tackled that guy and brought him down, knowing that he had guns. But I just feel like you're just adding to the mix if you arm the police with guns on their hips. And the other thing I'd say, in agreement with Laura, is when you travel overseas and you're in the airports or you're walking around the streets of some, you know, European countries and the police are armed, it's very threatening. It doesn't make you feel safer. It makes you feel
Actually, I've noticed that overseas.
You know, it's disconcerted. It's not a good feeling.
That's a fair point, isn't it? Alan, do you have a question for Laura or comment?
I sort of did a bit of reading around this, and I'm assuming that our police must have been armed at one stage, because way back in the sort of the 1800s, they were calling them the armed constabulary. So somebody somewhere along the line made the decision to, I guess, disarm the police. I very much agree with your statement about disarming the public. I think, you know, therein lies the problem. I mean, this question has been the subject of so many high school debates. I mean, for goodness sake, you know, I can remember debating this bloody subject way back when I was young. And I sort of feel that if we arm the police, then we've just kind of lost the battle, really, and that the crims have won. And I think it would be a much, much better thing if we crack down on the guns out there, you know. I'm sure, you know, the crims will still find other ways to inflict bodily harm or whatever. But my one question about all of this, and I believe I'm right in this, so the police officer was by herself in the car at about 4 a.m, I believe.
Yep.
Why by herself? I mean, it astonishes me that police do solo work anywhere in the country at any time. You know?
I can't comment on that particular case. Just to the general case of police being armed, and on that, I mean, Laura, you have the percentage of support for arming increasing. Actually, in the last six surveys of members from 2008 onwards, this is the Police Association. So, 66% of all police members having that view of routine arming. So, needless to say, they are seeing something in society, a change in society, that we aren't.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're on the front lines of a lot of the intersecting crises that we have in our society. You know, we know that crime is more likely to exist where there are housing crises coupled with income crises coupled with mental health crises. And so from our perspective, we need to take a societal approach to ensure that we are working towards a society in which everyone is their well-being is catered for. And I guess I really have a lot of empathy for police who are on the front lines of these issues, and I can understand where that fear is coming from. But ultimately, as I said earlier, I think that fear-based decisions where you react to violence with violence will only create more violence, and we only need to look to the United States to see that that is a reality there. And I believe that New Zealand can do things differently, and I certainly hope that's what we choose to do.
Right. Laura O'Connell-Rapara, Director of Action Station, thank you very much for that. And it is true, isn't it, when you do, or those who have been overseas in jurisdictions where you confronted a cop walking the street, police walking the street with a gun at their side, it's quite, as a New Zealander, it's quite a thing to see, isn't it?
Well, it's never normally at their side. They're normally holding these sort of semi-automatics, you know. Mm. They're holding them ready to use, and it really is jarring. You're right. You come from here and it's just totally alien. So, yeah, okay. I do hope that they catch the folk that did this, and I hope that they are punished appropriately. Simple as that.